from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank
you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing! Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Today's drawing day. This day is dedicated to the artist inside of us and encourage it to come out every single day.
I've tried drawing once when I went camping.
Yeah, I know.
That didn't go
you
so
You consider
well.
Yourself to be an artist, though, Maury.
I'm an art lover.
Yes.
I wish that I was much better at drawing.
Right.
It would just be amazing. I'd love to do murals and stuff.
Right. Where do
What's
you...
one thing that you're really, really good at drawing?
I would say like things like boats or dogs.
Boats or dogs? That's very intricate.
Okay. Draw a boat or a dog right now.
Okay. Hand me your pen.
Right. Well, don't
okay. I'll tell you what... I'll tell you, what's the one thing that you're really good at drawing, Ross?
I have no idea.
The one thing that I, like, kill every single time is Homer Simpson.
Really?
Yeah. Let me draw a few right now. While Maury draw, what are you doing? A boat or a dog?
Boat.
Okay. So while you do that boat.
Yeah.
Draw Homer Simpson real quick.
I used to, you didn't have a brother growing up. Did you ever sit and just draw on each other's backs?
All the time.
All the time.
Loved it.
Yeah.
There's my boat.
Maury, that does not look like a boat. That looks like a cigar with an arrow sticking out of the top of it.
It's a boat.
Mocha, look at Maury's boat. Mocha, bring Mocha your boat, Maury. And while you're over there, draw a picture on his back for me.
Here, that's my Homer Simpson.
Oh, wow, you're really good at Homer Simpson.
Here's my boat.
Look at Maury's boat.
Okay. Yeah, that looks like a backwards cigar.
Yeah.
The smoke coming out of the wrong end with an arrowhead.
With an arrowhead sticking out of the top.
That is not a boat,
okay.
Dude.
While
you drew that on your back, would you be able to
guess
boat?
While you're over there, play back Pictionary with Maury.
Okay. Do we have
Hold on. I have a whole stack of words here, so come and pick a word, Maury. Okay. I'm prepared for this.
Okay.
So Mocha, Maury's going to draw a picture on your back. Take the whole thing with you. Take the whole thing with you. Maury's going to reach into the bucket and grab a word.
Okay.
And then he's
your shirt.
And he's
no,
gonna,
not on skin.
Why?
Do on skin.
Oh, come on now.
No, we're not doing on skin.
Dude, there's rules.
What if he just put his arm up the back of your shirt? You don't have to lift your shirt up. But what if he just slid his hand up
the back?
Okay,
fine.
Okay.
Okay, up the back.
Okay. Maury?
Okay, word number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Word number one. This should be easy.
Okay. Okay, so Maury's going up your shirt. Okay. How does that feel? I mean, what do you think he's drawing?
Wait, first of all, did you wash your hands after you ate this morning?
He did. I saw him.
Okay.
I have no idea.
What?
What?
Do it again? Start again?
Okay, start again.
It's not a real chalkboard.
Isn't that funny when you were drawing somebody's back and you wanted to start over, you always rubbed it out?
Duration.
You know what I mean?
Have
you
to
always
erase it.
You always rubbed it out like there was something that was going to mess
you
up.
That's how you know it's start fresh.
Okay, so start fresh. What do you feel so far?
A circle?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cat.
No.
Oh, what is it, Maury?
It's a dog.
Sun.
Oh. Why does the sun have ears?
No, it's a circle with rays on it.
Oh. The ones on the side, it felt like he was drawing ears.
Okay, here's the next one.
Okay.
Okay, that was an easy one to start.
Okay.
Okay, erasing.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
What do you feel so far? Maury, it's a.
Oh, is it a
drawing day? By the way, Maury's drawing on Mocha's back.
Well, it's not the sun. Is it a house?
Nope.
Oh.
Is it grass?
Nope.
Oh.
Is it
grass? Would actually feel nice if somebody drew grass.
Oh
on
wait,
back, I think.
Is it a tree? An apple tree?
No. Time's up.
What is it?
School bus full of children.
Oh.
What?
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
So okay, dude.
Maury's hand is up Mocha's shirt right now. He's drawing pictures on his back.
Okay.
Okay.
Smiley face.
No.
Is it...
How is his touch, by the way? Is it a light touch or is it aggressive? It seems like he's really moving his shoulders and
doing
a lot.
I will say it's light. You got to cut your fingernails.
Oh, sometimes that feels nice, though.
But you know what? It's light, but like... he's hesitating, like as if he's scared.
Mm, understood.
Are you guessing?
Right?
Understood.
Like your hands feel very jittery.
Yeah.
You have any guesses?
Is it a flower? No. A flower bed. A no. garden.
Nope. No.
A garden full no. of vegetables.
No, go in the house.
Oh, in the house. In inside plant. Oh, bouquet of flowers.
Nope.
No. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, sorry. What is it, Maury?
Mac and cheese.
I hate this game. It's stupid.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Day after Mother's Day. Hope you all enjoyed it yesterday.
That's right. It's Mother's Day Boxing Day today.
And the absolute worst thing that could happen to you, Roz, happened. Which is, damn it, Maury, spending Mother's Day with your mother.
Excuse me.
Our very own damn it, Maury, spending Mother's Day with your mother.
I couldn't even spend Mother's Day with my mother. Because how did you spend Mother's Day with my mother?
She was spending Mother's
what
Day.
What did you do with my mother?
Damn it, Maury, yesterday.
What did you do with my mother?
He didn't even tell you. They had high tea at the Windsor Arms Hotel.
Excuse me.
That's why your mom had plans and couldn't see you for Mother's Day.
Oh,
because she was having high tea.
It's just no. There was a lot of stuff that didn't work out. It wasn't just that. There's a lot of moving pieces. What did you do with my mother?
Believe what you want to believe, but keep telling yourself that. All I know is that damn it, Maury, and your mother, lovely woman, by the way.
Thank you.
Spent Mother's Day together. Damn it, Maury recorded the whole thing like a weirdo. God.
Dee, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Mama. Good. You look beautiful.
Okay. Other than beauty-less.
Well, beauty, because we're having high tea.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
Yeah. I want to make sure that you had an amazing Mother's Day. So I felt we should go for high tea and celebrate Mother's Day together.
That sounds great idea to me.
You can try my tea if I can try your tea.
Yeah, okay. Because if you're just having the passion fruit, the one I have has a lot more in it. It's got chocolate bits, vanilla, organic rubos, and black tea.
What do you call a talkative drink? Chai tea.
Chai tea?
Instead of chatty?
Oh, chai tea. Okay.
Well, how long does it take to brew tea?
10 minutes.
Ooh, long time.
Ooh, long time. You crazy.
By the way, do you notice that I'm wearing a t-shirt for our party?
And what is your party?
No, us. We're having a party.
Lame.
Are you enjoying the sandwiches?
They're delicious.
I'm thinking since it's Mother's Day, I don't know if you want to play like a motherly role. Do you need to cut my sandwiches in half for me?
No.
No.
I didn't do that for my kids.
And would you say that I'm like your favorite not born son?
No.
Of course.
Oh, no.
You wish you had me as a kid.
No.
Yeah. No. You're so much smaller than the other two. I could have put you under my thumb a little bit easier than the other two.
What do you call a dentist who doesn't like tea?
I don't know.
Dennis.
That wasn't as lame as the last one.
This is the greatest Mother's Day you've ever had.
It's wonderful.
High tea at the Windsor Arms. So what am I drinking in June at Pride? LGBT. What do I need to drink more of?
Scotch.
Honest tea.
Scotch.
Oh my God, I'm so, like, I hate that this is over.
No, it's too bad. But we left food there too.
Can we make this a tradition, a Mother's Day tradition?
No.
Sure.
We'll call it D-Day, and it's after you. Oh, that's already taken, isn't it?
DM Day.
Yes.
Call it DM Day. We're good. Yeah.
Okay, you know, well, after a good cup of tea, I can steep like a baby.
That's too funny.
And we'll see you next year.
Thank you so much. This was absolutely lovely. I have not been to anything like this since I was about 17 in Montreal.
Aww. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh. Thank you, darling.
Oh. Oh no! Kiss.
Making memories with my mother. Making memories.
Oh, no.
Those are my memories.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh man, okay. I want to talk about the Solo movie.
You're not allowed.
I know I'm not allowed, but I really want to talk about the Han Solo movie.
Because you saw it in LA on Friday, right?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. My kid's super pissed at me.
Why?
Well, because she loves Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
Can Roxy do a Chewbacca impression?
Can Roxy do... I don't know if she's ever tried to do... Chewbacca is very difficult to do.
It's gargling.
It's gargling. But the guy who actually does Chewbacca...
Yeah.
The new guy who was in Last Jedi and then this one. It's not Peter Mayhew anymore. He's super old.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. But he can do it. And like... he does it perfectly.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you
like
do
it's
it?
It's crazy.
Like,
what's that?
Can you do it?
No, I never could do a Chewbacca.
I mean, Mocha and I are quite good at impressions.
Have you ever tried to do Chewbacca?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody. If you ask somebody on the street, just go up to any random on the street and say, who can you impress? Who could you impersonate from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Everyone's go-to.
Yeah.
Is Chewbacca and then Yoda. No one ever picks Yoda first.
And then
first.
Jabba the Hutt.
No, I would disagree with you on that. I
everyone
say
says Yoda?
No, I would say everyone starts with Darth Vader.
I guess.
Do you know what's funny? Because I was out for Star Wars Day and nobody said Darth Vader.
Really,
everybody said Chewie.
So Yoda as well. Mm-hmm. But yes, you're 100% right on Yoda. So go ahead with the Chewie.
Jar Jar Binks?
No, Chewie.
Oh.
What? The hell is that?
Have you never watched Star Wars?
now do the other part too, because Chewie has that, but then he also does that. He also does like the sort of lower notes. No. It's like that.
What are you doing?
now do the gargle, but then do the. No. Do the Chewie gargle.
I have no idea what is going on. This is not Star Wars, guys.
Hold on.
This is definitely not Star Wars.
Let me just find Star Wars. Pause for 1 second.
Try it one more time, Dan Mori.
We got some spit going.
Dan Mori's trying to do an impression of Chewbacca, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I'm just gathering spit.
Stop it.
Just do it.
Okay, hold on.
That's not Chewbacca.
Let me play this for you. Turn up my computer for a second. I think I have some Chewie here.
Okay.
Okay.
Before you play that,
yes.
Do you want me to do my impression?
Yes, please.
You ready, Dan Mori?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Anyone can do that.
Hold on a second. Hold
no,
on a second
no,
here
no,
now.
No, Mocha's was the cheap version.
Okay.
See? It's...
Yeah, that's Mocha. Do it again. Yeah, Mocha, you do a really great Chewbacca.
Thank you.
Holy.
I don't know who you are. You which character you're playing over there, Dan?
I was doing a very involved Chewbacca.
No, just try now. Try.
Oh.
Now listen to Mocha. See, sometimes here's what I don't understand. Sometimes I think that you do things like worse than your normal ability because maybe you think that it's funnier to fail hard. But I think that in a case like this, failing even a little bit is still quite amusing.
I'm not trying anything.
I don't think you understood that statement.
Nobody is ever going to accuse you of trying, Maury. Okay.
Okay, Dan Maury. Chewbacca, one more time.
Okay. Oh my God, Mocha, you're
right?
So good.
Thank you.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dan and Maury hit the streets to talk about underwear.
Oh.
Not like, his.
Oh.
And not theirs.
Was
but,
the question, look at these undies. Can you tell I've been wearing them for 6 days in a row?
No, but along those lines, I guess there's an underwear company that have developed
excuse me,
a set of undies that you can wear over and over and over again.
So they've invented underwear that doesn't have to be washed?
Yes. I'm not down with that idea.
Oh, glorious day!
But you don't own those, Maury. That's the difference.
Yeah. You wear regular underwear
right?
7 days straight, and you will go to spin class, work out with those undies on, go home, take a shower, and put those same undies on again, and then come to work the next day. And then repeat.
I think that there's a better way to say this from the description, because they say that the undies, the underpants, are made from, quote, recycled waste.
What does that mean?
Okay, so SilverTech fabric is made from recycled electronic, industrial, and photographic waste, and it kills 99.9% of bacteria and fungi buildup.
That
as
means
well as
nothing
controlling
to me.
Odor. This yeah, is what right. they claim.
So no. You mean you're like it's made out of DVD players and photos?
I guess.
That's gross.
I guess.
No, absolutely
they
not.
They say our polygene-treated underpants naturally rids itself of odor-causing bacteria and fungi, making them stay fresh for weeks, the company says.
Yeah, right, okay.
That means you can wear them more and wash them less.
I don't think so.
This is the greatest invention ever made.
That's some dirty ass underwear. No, nope, sorry. No, thanks. Change underwear. It's simple. Change your underwear.
It's easy.
Every single day, yeah. Change your underwear.
You should not be actively looking for underpants that you can, because here's what I fear. I fear that people who get a hold of a set of undies that they can wear for 5 days, I fear that those people won't take them off, so they're going to be sleeping in them too.
Yeah.
And then I worry not so much what's going on with your underpants. I worry about what's going on with the body under the underpants.
Yeah.
Because when you're going 5, 6, 7 days straight without even removing your undies, no good is going to come.
You don't necessarily don't need to sleep in it. You could take them off and put them on the couch for the morning.
But people aren't going to do that though.
Don't. Please don't tell
couch.
Me. Please don't tell me
that's
that you take off your
clothes.
Your underwear and you put it on the couch before you go to bed?
On the edge of the couch where my next day's
like, where you rest your hand?
Or sometimes your head?
Or your drink?
Yes, all of the above.
Oh.
Okay. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts is I'd still wash it no matter what, because you know that the body is full of a different bunches of bacteria, and no matter what you do, you should always be clean and hygienic.
Do you seem like a guy that would want a pair of this?
No, definitely not. I mean, to be completely honest with you, I like changing my underwear every day, and it's going to stay like that for the rest of my life.
As it should.
What are your thoughts on people who would want this and would wear it if, you know, several weeks without washing?
Let's hope their bum doesn't smell.
As a touring musician, I can say that week-old underwear might not be that far-fetched. Maybe, yeah, I probably would.
So, do you want to try the underwear or what?
I don't think so, no. I'm just used to changing my knickers every day, so I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. But aren't you a little curious just to see how long you can go with the underwear without changing it?
No. It's more the smell I'm concerned of. I care very little of what others think of me. I know I'm amazing.
Meh.
Also, that would get boring, just wearing the same thing every day. Do you wear the same trousers every day?
Usually, yes.
Oh.
I don't think I'd buy it for myself because my bum gets dirty very often.
How is that any different than wearing a shirt more than once?
I don't know. Like I also stink a lot if I wear a shirt more than a day. So I don't know. It sounds appealing, but just in my mind.
You look like the type of person that wants this underwear.
I would do it just to say that I did. I know friends that like went on vacation and then like just put them inside out and wore the same ones. That's different than just like wearing the same ones for 3 weeks.
You look like the kind of guy that would want this.
No. Underwear has always got to be clean every day. You change your underwear, period. All your urine stains, all that crap. Forget about it, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Every now and then, it's real nice to treat yourself when you're on a flight, when you're going on vacation. Which is why with Air Transat, you got to purchase the Club Class seat.
So Club Class, first of all, you get the bigger seat. Mm. It's leather. You're up front. You get the rapid check-in counter, priority boarding, priority baggage service. You get all of that stuff, which when you're in the moment, it's so worth it. I know you debate ahead of time going, I don't know if I want to pay that little bit of extra, whatever it is. But when you're there, trust me, it's so worth it.
Oh, dude, what about the food?
The food. So Quebec chef Daniel Vezina has put together a menu for Transat. And when you're in Club Class, you get wine, you get cheese, and you get food that, trust me, you do not ever expect to get on any flight anywhere.
If you want to learn more about Club Class, go to airtransat.com. What are we doing now?
Let's take a phone call.
Hi, it's Ron Zamoka. What's up?
So I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy at work, right? And his wife is at home on mat leave with two kids. And she looks at the work as a break. And technically, I think, you know, it is a little bit of a break from the kids. But this individual goes to work and rushes home to work to help out the best he can. I guess my question is going to work and spending a time away from the kids technically a break?
Okay, so I straight up honest with you, bro. This is the exact conversation that has been happening in our house lately. Because our son just turned a year and my wife is home, right? We were talking about getting a break. She was saying, you know, at least for you, because I go home right after the show every single day, right?
Okay.
As you said, try my best to help out, right? Because there's always stuff to do. even when he's taking a nap in the afternoon. There's always something to do in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You're cleaning, you're cooking, maintaining the house, running out for groceries, just like everything, life, right? And I was saying to her, you know, like, I don't want to say I'm more tired than you are. I'm just as tired. And her point was that, you know, at least you get, not saying that I want a break from the child, from our son, but she's like, you know, at least you get a break in the sense that you can spend 25 minutes in the car by yourself going to work and coming home, right?
Yeah,
you have that time at work, and you're fortunate enough that you love what you do. You don't go to a job that you absolutely hate and then come home miserable. I go to a job that I friggin' love so much, and I work with great people that I have a good time, and then I go back home. Dude, I'm telling you, man, it is a tough balance, and it's really hard to navigate, but it is a conversation that that should be had at home.
It's a necessary situation, you know, especially if you've decided that one of you is going to stay home. I mean, you can split mat leave. You can do 6 months and 6 months. But I think that once you start comparing sort of workload, it's an emotional issue as opposed to a time issue or a break issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't compare the workload, because the simple solution is, okay, well, let's just say I don't go to work then. Then what happens?
Yeah.
Right? Let's just say one of us decides not to go to work. What happens then? Well, disaster happens.
Very true.
You lose everything. So you can't compare. You both have a job to do. And I think that the one thing that is left out of these conversations of at least you get a break is when Roxy was really young, I traveled a lot. And, you know, yeah, sure, I wasn't there and I didn't have to change diapers and I wasn't waking up as much in the middle of the night and everything else. But what is rarely factored in is how it affects the work that I have to do when I just miss my kids so much.
Yeah.
Right? Being away is not that great. Getting a little tiny break in a day is fine. But being away for 12, 13, 15, 16 hours a day and then having to travel is no fun.
Yeah.
It's no fun. It's not a break. Maybe it is for somebody who hates their family.
Sure.
Limo drivers, I suspect. Why else would you be a limo driver or a ship captain? I've never met a ship captain that I ever said one nice thing about his family.
Wait, can we just confirm, sir, on the phone that you are not, in fact, a limo driver?
I am not, in fact,
a limo driver. Okay, good. Are you a ship captain?
I am by no means a captain.
Okay. But that's the whole thing, is that you miss them terribly. But as Mocha said, it's a balance, and you got to figure that out on your own.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that you're not the first people to have to do that.
Okay, can I be honest and ask both of you guys this, since we're like opening up and talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever feel bad, like, when these conversations happen
at home?
Yeah.
Not anymore. I mean, I just feel, you know. Here's the thing, though, man. Again, it's like you have to come to the realization in the household of what makes the household work and what makes the family the strongest. And you got to figure that out. And, you know, I've taken my kid to school. She's now in grade 2. She's going to be 9 next year. I've taken my kid to school maybe 3 times in her life.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get to do that. It's not that woohoo, I don't have to do that.
No,
but
I
sort of feel bummed that I don't get to do that. I don't have that option. But you figure out the dynamic, because if we don't do this at the hours that we do it, so much of our life changes.
Yeah.
And I could bail at any time and our life would be different and I'd get to spend more time with them.
Not feel bad about missing out. God, I hope I don't get too emotional about this. But do you feel bad that... Oh, man, it's getting real now.
Okay. Feel bad about what? That you're not there for your kid?
Missing out on all the small things?
Yeah. I mean, that's really on you. The great thing about human development is that right now, Mocha's kid is not developing any permanent memory of anything. And they don't know when you're not around.
No,
they won't remember
that. Like,
so what do you want to say?
I'm really sorry to spring this on you.
No, dude, no, bro, it's not on you. What do you want to say, man?
Like, I just feel bad for my wife.
You feel bad for her.
Not that I think that she's, like, not a strong woman, but, like, I just feel bad that, like, you know, I'm here and I'm working all the time. And, like, you know, like, I know she's there with him, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And like, I just feel bad that like she just doesn't have the time to do stuff for herself.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. And the great the great thing is, I will tell you this, the great thing is the feelings that you have now, right, are so heightened at this time because you're in it so deep, right? You're so emotional about this and you should be. But the great thing about this whole process of being parents and having a kid and all this stuff is that these feelings that you have now are not the ones that you carry.
They go
and they go so fast, and you only remember the amazing parts of it, right? The emotional stuff right now where you feel that she is just in it so deep and she has no time and her life is just not her own. These are not the things that you carry with you. They suck now.
No,
it's terrible. It's terrible now.
It's just trying to figure out the balance and like how to make things better, you know?
Like,
I don't want to rush the time.
No, you can't. You gotta cry over stuff like this.
Yeah.
You have to sort of go full on with these moments, because if you didn't feel this way, you wouldn't be doing your jobs. That's the whole thing, right? Is that you guys have decided, and you're a fantastic team. You're a fantastic team, right? But on your team, you each have different responsibilities at different times of the day. And these are not the things that you carry with you. You are not going to feel this way. And more importantly, she won't feel this way.
Yeah.
She won't remember or feel this sense of like overwhelming isolation that sort of new moms have. And you'll get her through it. And she'll get you through this.
What the hell, man? Why are you calling up, talking, bringing all this drama in here?
Hey, Mocha. I'm honestly in the same position, man.
It's at moments like this, Mocha. Does this not the moments where you realize how can certain people do this 6-7 times?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? You're
every
nuts.
Single one of you.
You're nuts.
How dare you do that to yourself?
When I see people that have like 5 kids, I'm like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, we just had a moment, bro. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, I
actually feel better now.
Have
I got that.
Oh, good.
I do.
Good. On Twitter, I wish I could go through all of these. Greatly respect Mocha for his thoughts on work, family, and obligations. Many can relate and appreciate what he's going through. I'm an even bigger fan now. Thanks for sharing. Mocha, the fact that you are aware and sensitive to your wife's needs at this point are amazing. Roz Weston is a little wrong. She'll remember these feelings if you do nothing to help her out. Well, that's not what we were talking about, Rochelle. Mocha is helping out. That's why he was crying.
Give out the name.
Well, what an awesome call. My husband and I split maternity leave. The struggle is real. Great advice.
We're going to take a phone call real quick. Hey, it's Roz and Mocha.
I just wanted to say, man, 110% respect on everything you said. And, you know, it's, as a dad myself, I understand completely. When I had my daughter, I was still in university, full-time school, full-time work, and, you know, you're sitting there like, are you doing enough for your family? Are you doing enough for your kid? Hi. There's my kid right now. She's 5 now.
Yeah.
She's 5 now. So, you know, I've been through that. And then, you know, me and my ex broke up, and now it turned into, like, I need to work full-time. I need to finish my schooling. But do I have enough time to spend with my kids? So it was like a whole bunch of stressors. But like Ross said, that kind of stuff passes, man. And then all you remember is the good times. You remember the struggle because it's what made you. But you remember what's here now, right? Like and the way you feel about your wife, you know, she doesn't have enough time for herself. I think that's just being a parent, man.
Yeah.
I don't think any parent has any time for themselves once they become a kid, because your life just becomes so involved with raising this person that you've created, that it's wild. But my daughter is a huge fan of you guys, actually. We listen to you guys every time as I'm driving her to school, and she always asks me to call in to talk to you guys, and we never get through, so I'm glad we got through. Sophia, you want to say hi?
My favorite part of life right now is 30 seconds ago, Mocha was crying on the air, and the first call we take, he has children laughing at him. Like, if that doesn't say everything you need to about being a parent.
Getting roasted by kids? God.
I think it's all love, though, right? We always make fun of the ones we love, man.
Of course.
And you know what? You guys have a great show. You guys are, you know, awesome.
you guys make a lot of people's mornings. There's a lot of mornings where I don't want to get out of bed, and then I get in my car and I'm laughing. So thanks for that.
What's your name?
Jamie.
I appreciate the phone call, brother. Hi, this is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey, I want to tell you, Mocha, that I am a mom of two kids in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And hearing your feelings about how you feel for your wife right now makes you an even better husband and a better father.
Than your husband?
No, not than my husband.
I'm kidding. I'm so kidding.
I was one of the fortunate ones to have a very supportive husband. But there are so many husbands or wives, depending on the situation, that don't acknowledge those feelings. And it's so wonderful to hear you say that.
Aw, yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
You too.
We love you too. Bye-bye. Hi, this is the Roz and Mocha Show.
So I was listening earlier, and I think what's really important is that you know that Jenna does, you know, all that she does, and it's really hard for her, and she doesn't get that personal time. And you recognize that. And I think that sometimes when you're a mom, you know, you do what you do for your kid because you love your kid, and it's what moms do. But sometimes you kind of need to know that your partner, I think as a mom, that you kind of just want your partner to get that, you know, you're kind of trapped sometimes with your kid all the time.
Yeah, and that, and honestly, that's the thing. I don't want her to feel like she is trapped. You know what I mean?
I know, but Mocha, you know what? It's hard, and it's really hard for you to take that away because sometimes you just do. Like, your kid is sick, or your kid is, like, hasn't slept, and you just kind of feel trapped in the position. Yeah. There's nothing that you can do to make that go away except say, oh, you know, maybe you need a break. Maybe you need to go out. Maybe you want me to take a cruise, and we'll go out for a bit, and you can have, you know, quiet time. You just got to do what you do, and I'm sure you do it because you sound like an awesome partner and dad.
Oh, thank you. Trying. And I know we're not, like, you know, the only ones going through this, so...
No, and it's really good that you talk about it, because that's another thing. You can't just be the two of you together. There's a whole world for you to help and share.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
No, and you guys are awesome. You know what? I was always a huge Roz and Mocha fan. I'm just an even bigger fan now. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. But between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, really? You're going to ask him that right now?
That's a terrible day to ask.
Yeah, well...
See, but I'm a huge Roz Weston fan. That's
okay, see ya.
Oh, see ya. Okay, great.
I'm just kidding.
So, and to ask you that this morning when I have a beating heart for Mocha, that's just not very Roz.
I know. Mocha's like, you're obviously a terrible mother.
The feelings are real. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, I love you guys both. Have a good day.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's Chicken Dance Day.
Huh?
I love the Chicken Dance Day.
Do you know the chicken dance? Did you do the chicken dance at your wedding?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
No chicken dance at our wedding. I can't remember the last time I did chicken dance.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
I did it at a bar mitzvah recently.
You know you married a white girl. No chicken dance?
No chicken dance.
You deprived her of the chicken dance?
Yep.
Man.
No. We played lots of Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah, I know. When white people go to a wedding, they need the chicken dance, man.
Oh, I know. I don't know what it is about the chicken dance. Just like participation?
I'm trying to figure out where the chicken dance started. It's also known as the bird song. I didn't know that. Or the birdie song. The chicken dance. In the oompa category of music.
Oompa?
It's always at white weddings, it's always chicken dance and the Macarena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And for some strange reason, everyone gets into like a conga line.
Yeah. White people love to conga. Right? Yes, you're right. 100%. Now, do you remember the chicken dance more? So the moves are, hit pause on this for a sec. So the moves are what? The moves are.
So I have to do, okay. So it's so quack, quack, quack,
so,
quack.
Okay,
under,
so
under, quick, quick, quick.
Wiggle,
quick,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. So say the, I'm asking what they're
quack, doing. Quack, quack,
so,
quack.
So the duck hands for the quack, or the chicken hands for the quack.
Yeah.
Quack, 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 quack.
Yes. And then
wing.
Wiggle. Clap, 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 clap.
You always fret the clap.
So is that what it is? So it's do it again.
A quack, 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 quack.
Yeah.
Wing, 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 wing.
Yeah. Wiggle.
Clap, 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 clap.
Can we change?
I thought it was clap, clap before wiggle.
No, you end the clap. You end with clap.
Okay. Can we?
You always end with the clap.
Instead of calling it, do the first move again. What's it called?
So
instead of saying quack, can we say cheap?
Cheap, 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 cheap. Wing, yeah. Wing, wing, wing. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Clap, 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 clap.
Okay. Now, Mocha, if you could start the chicken dance. And Maury, as you're doing it, I'm going to need you to say the names of the moves that you're doing so people can figure out if you're actually nailing them or not. 3, 2, 1, go.
Cheap, 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 wing, 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 wiggle, 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 clap, 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 cheap, cheap, wiggle, wiggle, no, clap, clap, cheap, no, stop.
You were on a roll. You had one full rotation.
Yeah.
And don't be, Maury.
By the second one, you just screwed it all up.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to say this right now, Maury, okay? Don't be afraid to not fail, because I think that you can nail this. But I think that you're worried that you're going to be judged.
Don't be afraid to fail.
No, don't be afraid to not fail. Don't be afraid to nail this is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Okay?
I'm just so used to the other way.
Right. If you can nail this, son. That's
what she said. Do I win something?
Okay, Mocha. And go.
Cheap, 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 wing, 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 wiggle, 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 clap, 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 clap. Cheap, 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 wing, 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 wiggle, 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 clap, 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 clap. Cheap, 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 wiggle, 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 clap, clap, wing, wing. No.
Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Cheap, 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 wiggle, 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 wing, wing, wing. Sorry.
How much this part? What do you do this part?
Wing, 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 wing.
I don't know what you do. I don't think any.
Oh, then you dance around.
Man, you're never getting invited to a white person wedding. If you can't, kill the chicken dance.
In the arm. Here we go. And we are back to wing, 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 wing. Wing, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Clap, 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 clap.
Oh.
Wing, wing. This. No. Cheap, 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 cheap. Wing, 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 wing. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
You
clap, clap,
doing
clap,
your
clap,
own
clap.
Thing now.
Right. Look at all the white people calling, Maury. Look at the hall. You've upset white Toronto.
Hold on, I'm not done. Where are we? Wing, cheap, cheap, cheap,
no,
cheap.
No, now you're,
no, wing, wing. Now you're dancing. Oh, now you're dancing.
Around the room.
Right.
And you dance around the room.
Is that really how you dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still married, too, huh?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
When you grow up watching movies like The Goonies,
yeah,
you always still have a sense of that there's buried treasure somewhere.
Oh, there has to be.
You know what I mean? There has to be buried treasure somewhere. And then I'm going through the story yesterday. Where a guy in Staten Island, New York, named Matthew Emmanuel, found buried treasure in his yard.
Oh, yeah?
Like $52,000 worth of buried treasure in his yard, in his backyard.
Dude is
like,
living large now.
An actual treasure chest.
Yeah.
Nobody found out who belonged to and he gave it all back. Anyway, I know. Finders keepers. What happened to that law?
Yeah, especially if it's on your property.
Right. So Matthew Emmanuel is on the phone right now from Staten Island.
Oh. Hey, Matthew, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. So what the hell, man? Why didn't you keep the treasure?
Okay.
Man, it was exciting.
Let's go back to the beginning here. So you found a treasure chest buried in your backyard. Is that right?
Yes, but it was buried beneath trees. It wasn't buried in the ground.
Okay.
So you know, a lot of people thought it was in the ground, but it was really just, you know, up against a fence behind a thick, you know, bushy tree.
So instead, you didn't find buried treasure. You found conveniently placed treasure.
You know, in fact, you know, I've seen it there for years.
Oh, really?
It didn't look like a safe. It just looked like a rusty metal box that was up against the fence. And I thought it was like either mechanical or, you know, some sort of pump to something. And, you know, there was like kind of poison ivy around it. And I just was, you know, over the years, I just threw mulch on it.
So you cracked it. You cracked this thing open. What did it look like?
Just maybe 2 foot wide, you know, 1 foot and a half high safe. That was.
So how'd you get it open? Did it have like a combination lock on the front?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Did you have to crack it?
That dial was down on the ground.
Oh.
So you never saw that, you know, all the time it was buried. It just looked like a box again.
So you got it. You got the box open. And what was inside the box?
It was stuffed with bags of jewelry and $100 bills. But again, the bills were all, you know, sopping wet and the most fragile bills you could ever imagine because they've been in the elements for, it turns out, for 7 years.
Matthew, Prior to finding that box and living in that, how long have you been on that property for?
I closed on my house 4 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
So for 3 years prior to you living in that house, that box was stored there. Who did you buy this house from? Tony Soprano?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I've heard rumors and,
what
you know,
rumors?
The kind of rumors you just, you know, you just said, but who knows? And
what you bought a wise guy's house?
Well, I don't know that for sure.
Wow!
listen. If there's any, I watch a lot of mob shows, a lot of mob movies. There is no way Matthew is going to say yes or no to that answer. I got you. Don't worry. I got you. I got you, man.
How did you find out who the safe belonged to?
There was one packet that had a Brooklyn address on it, and we Googled that address. And upon Googling it, we found the owner of that Brooklyn address lived on my block.
Oh, so really?
I figured it had to be his.
So what happened? So somebody stole this from that guy's house and just ditched it in your yard?
Yeah, so the story is about 7 years ago, there was this famous burglar called the Ninja Burglar. I don't know if you heard about that around there.
So the Ninja Burglar stole this safe and dumped it in your yard?
And that's where it's been for 7 years.
And he never came back for it.
So when you returned the safe to the rightful owner, as you know, being an honest citizen of Staten Island, did the owner give you anything in return? Good like, question. Hey, there's $52,000 worth of stuff in here. Here's a couple thou of whatever, money, jewelry.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Initially, no. It wasn't until yesterday when I got home from work that the children of the elderly couple, because they're like 80, 81 years old, and one of the sons and daughter walked over to my house yesterday with like an orchid, a note, and like an envelope of cash. It was very nice.
Oh, that mob money, huh? Don't worry. You don't have to answer, Matthew. Again, I know how these things work. Dude, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to join us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
You're very welcome, guys.
Take care, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Dude, mafia, for sure.
Oh, please.
Come on.
And you know what? The sad part is I'm sure that money was to do things, to not do things like this interview.
Exactly.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
All right, guys. How about we play some reversies?
Say it once and flip it around. No BS, it'll make you say,
have mercy.
Who wants to play reversies? See, surf the rails, but snow.
Oh, man. Yo, listen, I kill at this game, so good luck, T-Dot. I absolutely destroy at this game. So much fun. Damn it, Maury. In front of him has a piece of paper with a word, phrase, sentence, and he's going to read it phonetically backwards. And as I said, I just like kill it at this game. It's so easy.
Uh-huh.
And if you know what the phrase is, you get it right. You get Drake tickets.
Damn it, Maury. Good morning.
Good morning. Mocha, are you ready? You got your pen?
Yep.
Okay.
Let me get to the page with all the correct answers. Right every single time we play this game.
You're such a jerk.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Maury, if you would please give the category.
Are you even kidding me?
Huh?
The category is?
Are you even kidding me?
Okay. Oh, that's for real? That's a category?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, do you think you would just give me back talk?
I've learned my lesson not to do that.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
Mr. T, classic, look it up.
Classic. Google it. Okay, before Maury passes away of natural causes, we should get to this.
Oh, no. Are you even kidding me?
Okay, go ahead.
That's the category. Maury, now the clue, please.
Denek U La Nyar Lu T. Denek U La Nyar Leu T.
I like how Maury's just never consistent.
Denek ua linar. I can't believe WrestleMania is 11 months away.
That is not the answer. I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, so
there's not even an R.
Does it have to do? Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I saw it after I said it.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with wrestling?
No. It doesn't. Okay. It doesn't at all.
One more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denek u la nyar leu t.
Oh, is it, hold on, May 24 long.
May... WrestleMania long weekend? No. We'll take some phone calls.
Oh!
What?
Does it have to do with Ronda Rousey?
No.
And the next match at Money in the Bank?
No.
That's no.
Also, I don't know any of those words you just said put together. I don't know what you're talking about. I know those words individually, but when you put them together in a sentence, Ronda Rousey, Money in the Bank, I don't know what you just said.
Oh, so that's not the answer. To
no, it's not.
Hi, this is the Roz and Mocha Show. Who's this?
Hi, Nadia.
Nadia, what's up, girl?
How's it going?
Who Good. Wants to play reversies?
So the game is reversies. Dan Mamori will phonetically read a sentence, word, phrase to you backwards, and you have to tell us what it is. Forwards, obvi, and you get it right, you're gonna get Drake tickets.
Maury, the category, awesome. The category one more time, Maury, is?
Are you even kidding me?
Okay, and the clue.
Dinek u la nyar lu t.
Nadia,
it
go.
It will rain all weekend?
Wow.
What, is that it?
Wow.
No, it's not.
Nadia.
Is that it?
For real? Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Okay, read it again.
Maury, look at the answer on the bottom of the card. Flip it over.
It will rain all weekend.
Yeah.
Dinek?
Here's the thing. I'm going to a cottage this weekend, and I found out it was going to rain all weekend, and I literally thought, are you even kidding me?
Well, the congratulations, really Nadia.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Did your mom ever tell you what your name would have been if you were going to be a girl?
No.
No, huh?
You?
No. Huh. I'm thinking it, but I was just trying to think about that.
I'm trying to think if
I never had that conversation as far as what they would have decided on had I been a girl.
Huh.
Hilda.
Hilda was yours. So your parents told you?
Yeah, because my dad's mom.
Hilda. That's a strong name.
A very strong name.
Because with my grandparents, I'm named after my dad's father, but I would have been named after my dad's mother. Either I've never met.
Right. Hilda. Sounds like a woman who could fall off a stepladder and not get hurt.
And then eat the stepladder right after.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's a strong name, Hilda.
Big boned.
I never had that conversation.
Son Cruz, I know we had names selected. I couldn't even tell you what they were, though.
You never came up with a girl name?
No, we did. We had two.
Yeah.
But I don't remember them right now.
You don't remember?
No.
Was it Hulk and Hogan or no?
No.
Hogan would have worked as a girl's name.
Trish or Lita.
Those are wrestlers, by the way, in case you're wondering. Because I'm just going through the most popular baby names, and they're the same every single year now. It's really crazy.
Like John?
No. So the most popular baby boy names.
George.
Are Logan at number 5.
Okay.
James at 4.
Oh, yeah. James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. James.
Okay. Yeah.
William at 3. Noah at 2. And Liam is still hanging in at number 1.
No Harry
1.
And Meghan?
No Harry and Meghan. No, oh, I'm sure Meghan will be on next year.
Next year. Yeah,
me.
For sure.
Yeah. It's like when people started naming their kid Kylo. No offense. I know I was joking. That's right. I know that you were going to name your boy Kylo.
If he was born on his due date, which was May 4th.
I was just trolling.
Thanks.
On the girl's side, Sophia at number 5.
Yeah.
Isabella at number 4. Ava at number 3. Olivia at number 2. And Emma at number 1.
What? Emma from the Wiggles?
Yeah. Emma Wiggle.
Damn.
Yeah. Those are the most popular baby names.
I know an Olivia. She's 2.
She's 2, so there you go. So this fits into that as far as on trend with your baby name. Huh. Yeah, like a lot of these. I'm just trying to think of like the kids.
No
Hilda's
on that list?
No, there's not a lot of Hilda's. Names have changed. People don't do those names anymore. Like, and I understand, you know, when you have a kid and you want to sort of honor somebody in the family, there's a limit now. Maybe if the old man has what I would call a sort of pedestrian name.
Right.
Like, I come from a long line of people with pedestrian names.
What's your dad's name again?
Ralph.
Oh, right.
And he had Junior.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What were his buddies? Okay, best friends?
And I say this all the time. My dad and his 2 best friends will be the last 3 grown men named Ralph, Barry, and Gilbert to be best friends. Because we don't give our kids those names anymore. Like maybe you stick it in the middle, right? And that's what my old man got. My old man got Arnold as his middle name, right?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Your dad's name is Ralph Arnold.
Yeah, no joke, right? My old man's name was Ralph Arnold. But again, people don't give, like, they first names now, you know, you want the cool on point trend name. You want Liam, you want Noah, you want William, you want Logan. Yeah. Logan's a very strong name.
Very strong.
And then if you're going to honor the dad or the grandfather, you put it in the middle. Or sometimes now what I see are people giving their kid two middle names.
Two middle names?
Yes. 100%.
Isn't Cruz named after your dad?
His middle name is my dad's first name. It's Vernon.
Right. So, yeah. So your son's middle name is your dad's first name. But why not name Cruz Vernon?
I don't know.
This is the conversation that goes down.
You know, family function. Somebody says Vernon. Oh, sure. You know, right, you're talking about my dad or Cruz.
Big Vern, little Vern. Right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is the Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
Her new song is called Gucci Flip Flops. Her stage name, her rapper stage name is Bad Baby. And she was performing in Toronto last night at Mod Club.
Yeah.
By the way, that Gucci Flip Flop song?
Yeah.
24.9 million views on YouTube.
Really?
She's got 13.3 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, 450 million.
People were not happy that we were talking to her on the show today. People have very strong feelings about the Cash Me Outside girl. It's awesome.
Yeah. One comment read, I'm pretty disappointed in this post. People like her do not deserve fame.
This interview has cost me 30 followers.
Oh, snap. You were losing followers?
Unfollowing you because you posted a picture of the Cash Me Outside girl?
This cost me 30 followers.
Maury sent me a link last night. He's like, hey, can you... do a retweet to promote the Cash Me Outside girl and show tomorrow. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with that.
Absolutely not.
I'm still getting hater aid.
Wow. Right. So, I mean, where do you want to start?
Anywhere. Does she just go off at any point, or is she fighting with anybody? Or
no,
like they trained her up?
I think they trained her up big time. I think she's done a little bit of media training, and she's not like, she's not wilding out like she was on Dr. Phil.
Because she got used to getting fights with people on airplanes. She got a fist fight with her own mother.
With her mother. Yeah. And that was one of the questions that Damon Maury asked her.
If she still fist fights her mother?
Danielle Bregoli, a.k.a. Bad Baby, a.k.a. the Cash Me Outside girl.
What's your relationship like now with your mom?
It's the same way any other teenage 15-year-old and her mom would be. You know, there's fights and then there's great times. You never know.
I never had a fist fight with my mother.
Never.
No, it's not normal.
Nor has it ever crossed my mind.
No, it's
like,
not
what
normal.
Am I going to do today? I'm so mad at my mom. I'm going to knuckle up.
Yeah, it's not normal. And it's so sad that for her that it is normal, that she thinks that she's a normal teenager because she fist fights with her
16.
Mother.
She's 16. She's 16 years old.
It's not normal.
Oh, this one's the best. When Dammit Maury asked her, because she is a rapper and she writes her own lyrics, what her best lyric is.
What would you say is the most profound lyric that you've written?
I don't got friends, I got groupies. Around me for clout, you don't fool me.
What does that mean to you?
It means don't come around me pretending like you're going to be my friend because I know you're just trying to get on my Instagram.
Excuse me, say what? Okay, can you play that back for me one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you say is the most profound lyric that you've written?
Okay.
I don't got friends, I got groupies. Around me for clout, you don't fool me.
What does that mean to you?
It means don't come around me pretending like you're going to be my friend because I know you're just trying to get on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Wow.
You're rubbing your eye like your brain hurts.
I know it does. Just simply because Maury used the word profound.
Where else you want to go? Oh, here's one. Because of all the hater aid that that she gets every single day, including on Damon Maury's Instagram page.
Yeah.
Where is it here?
Now, I will say this, too. I know a lot of people are hating on her for being nominated for a Billboard Award. As much as I sort of dislike her music, I'm not in the camp of where I don't think she belongs there. I think that if you have the numbers...
Mm-hmm.
If they start including streams and nominations and whatnot, if you got the numbers, you belong there, just like anybody else.
And what do you have to say to any of the haters that doubt your style or think that you're only famous for being on Dr. Phil?
That's what you think. That's your problem, not mine.
I thought she was going to like really go off.
Yeah.
Really wild out.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's growing up. Maybe the Cash Me Outside girl is growing up a little bit.
How would you describe your music?
It's kind of like you, but it still has content.
Okay. Or maybe not. Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Getting closer to that May 2 for a long weekend. Time to get drunk.
Right. Historically, that is what happens on May 2 4. Now, I have this conversation with my girlfriend Catherine all the time because her birthday is actually May 24th.
I know it is.
Shut up.
What? I do.
And she always
wants to spend it with me. I know.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's just reset everything.
Okay. I'll be quiet. Continue.
No, she always gets bent when I refer to this weekend as May 2-4 weekend because she's like, it's only May 2-4 weekend if May 24th falls on the long weekend.
Ugh.
And I'm like, no, it's not. It's always considered May 2-4 weekend. And she's like, yeah, but May 2-4 is after the long weekend this year.
Yeah, like way after. It's like, on a Thursday.
Yeah. So we have May 2-4 weekend, like almost a week before May 2-4.
Yes, it's May 2-1.
Yeah, but are we still calling this May 2-4 weekend?
Oh, hell yeah.
We still do,
of course,
right?
Why wouldn't we?
Okay, thank you.
Right? She could wait one, two, like when does she want the 24th to be? Like on the Sunday or the Monday?
No,
what do you think her preference would be?
No. She would be happy if May 2-4 weekend was the weekend, I guess, following May 24th. So
oh,
May
but then that's
if May
June.
20, oh, right.
For this year, then it's June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. June 1st is a Friday.
No, what are you talking about? No. May 2-4, then the weekend would be May 26th, 27th.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So she thought that would be the May 2-4 weekend.
No, but then you can't call it May 2-4.
Okay, I don't know. But we're still
May 2-5, 2-6, 2-7, 2-8.
Okay, but we're still referring to this weekend as May 2-4 weekend.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Of course, you have to.
Okay.
It's tradition.
Okay.
I think it's in the books of Parliament I get
it.
Or something.
Yeah, I get it. And why do we call that May 2-4 weekend, I wonder? Where did that come from, Maury? Don't guess.
Because you're...
Don't guess.
No, I'm literally guessing.
Don't guess. Why guess? I don't know. Mocha doesn't know.
No, but I'm admitting to the guess.
I know, but don't guess. Go find out.
You don't
out.
Have to admit. We know that you're guessing.
We know that you're guessing.
Every single time I turn
guessing?
On the microphone, okay. You're guessing at something.
Okay. Why? What is your
My
guess?
My guess is because it's like the first good... sunny weekend of the summer, so it refers to a box of beer.
A box of beer?
Like a 2-4
as opposed to a case? What's the difference between a box of beer and a case of beer?
A box of beer. A box. You know, sometimes when you think that there's aliens that live among us, and they're just the technology and the AI is just so super advanced, right? But then one little thing slips where you start questioning whether you've been working with an alien the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it would sort of be that way. I thought that the first time I saw somebody eat pizza with a fork and knife, I'm like, alien. Nobody.
Hands only.
Yeah, they did so much teaching. They did so much teaching, but they didn't tell you that wasn't right. That's not what humans do.
Okay. This is from the CBC website.
Yeah, a
from
box of beer.
2015.
Yeah.
Okay, so Victoria Day, long weekend. Officially, it's referred to as Victoria Day or the Sovereign's Birthday, but as many call it, the May 24th weekend, the May long weekend, May long, or May 2-4. 2-4 is also another nickname for a 24-bottle case of beer.
Yeah. So... I'm sorry. Yeah, I was right. Yeah. Box of beer.
A box of beer. I once heard a guy call not that long ago. He referred to a car as an automobile. And I was like, alien.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I had to give dogs awards yesterday morning.
What?
I was at the, what was it? The Purina, you know, the dog hall of fame that they do? Like the dog
hall
awards?
Hall of fame?
The dog awards.
Okay.
Like for heroic dogs.
Oh, hero dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So... I went to present an award yesterday to two hounds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did the hounds do?
So it's crazy. Like, it's a crazy story.
Save their owner from like a burning building?
Pretty much. It's a crazy.
Are you serious? I just guessed.
It's a crazy story. Not a burning building. So they asked me if I wanted to go and present an award to these dogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course I will. I will every day go and present awards to dogs. Yeah. I have zero problem with that. And then so leading up to the event... I start getting a little bit of information on the dogs that I will be honoring in the speech that I have to give. And then I throw it to a video. And like the day before the event, like on Sunday, I get a call and they're going, and she says to me, the owner of the dogs knows you from high school.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that is so crazy because small on the world sheet, it said that the owners of the dogs, they live in Vancouver, but people move, whatever.
Sure.
And she told me his name and it was just, and I was like, oh my God, I'm racking my brains to try and remember who this guy was. And then I eventually remembered. And we used to hang out and had a lot of mutual friends in high school.
Yeah.
And then, so I get to the event and I don't know exactly what the dogs did, you know, to make them heroes, to bring them, fly them to Toronto so they can be honored.
Yeah.
One with my presence, but two with actual awards.
Bask in this glory, dog.
Bask in this glory. And then, so, cause I hadn't seen the video and I didn't really know the description. And then I get there and I see this guy from high school.
Yeah. And do you remember him?
I did. I remembered him the night before. I remembered who he was the night before. I remember he was like real cool and it all sort of came back to me. But he was in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And what happened was, is that he was driving and they don't know what happened. I guess it's about a year and a half ago. And his car went off the road on some like rock cliff or something like this. And it was this like a scene right out of a movie where the dogs were with him and they ran to get help.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. And then they eventually got somebody there who managed to call 911. And then when the paramedics were there, as they're telling this story in the video, they said that one of the dogs, as the paramedics were working on him as he was lying there, one of the dogs was just lying right beside him. Right?
Dude, you made me
and,
cry.
And the paramedics didn't move the dog because they knew that the dog obviously meant so much to him and he meant so much to the dog.
Oh,
so he would actually be in a better situation.
My heart. Oh my God, dude.
If the dog was there and then they worked on him and now he's in recovery and it's a long road back and everything else. But so they had these two dogs there to honor Ruth and Lady. And then I had to put like little medals around their necks.
Dude, that is like the cutest ever.
And everything. And I'll tell you this. I was like, what in the hell is that when I walked in? And then it all made sense, which is the award ceremony happened at the Tiff Bell light box.
Yeah.
And you know the drink holders where you put like your soda or a bottle of water? So in every single one of those was a little packet of tissues.
No.
And when I first got there, I was like, why are they giving Kleenex out? I'm like, this is a weird
sponsored by Kleenex?
I'm like, this is a weird gift. And then 2 minutes into the ceremony, I was like, oh, this is why. And then all
that is the cutest ever, dude.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
They say that short man syndrome is real.
Huh?
According to a new study.
I'm glad I don't have that problem.
I'm taller than you.
They say that short men have it pretty easy in life. So it's time to knock them down a peg.
Oh, no. Wow.
A new study out of the Netherlands found that, quote, short man syndrome really does exist. Researchers found that a guy under 5'7" would act more aggressively in social situations than men who were taller.
Really?
So what does this mean? The researchers say it's biologically ingrained in short men to be more aggressive when they can grab whatever resources they can because they might have fewer chances in life to get them.
I understand.
Yeah.
Is this the most relatable piece of news for you?
How tall are you, Moore?
I'm 5. Well, I mean, like, actually.
Can I just pause for 1 second? This is not a difficult. It's like you're like having a conversation with an 11-year-old girl where your immediate instinct is to just lie and force people to dig the truth out of you. No offense to 11-year-old girls.
None so, taken.
Okay.
5'6".
Okay, 5'6". Thank you. So you feel that you, I don't want to say suffer from, but maybe experience short man syndrome.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
I mean, my husband even wanted a taller guy.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That must hurt.
How do you know that?
Please don't say that he tells you all the time.
He tells me all the time.
Oh, man, that hurts the heart. It stings.
Right? God, that goes right to the bone, huh?
That's bad.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, geez.
But I often feel that we're going to live longer because our blood has less places to travel.
Excuse me.
What do you mean, less places
like,
to
when
travel?
When you look at Roz.
Excuse me.
Like, blood has a lot of work to do in your body versus my body.
Okay. Back up the science truck there, doctor. Okay. I'm going to get you a blackboard in here, Maury, so you can fully explain your theories. So you feel that you sometimes act more aggressively than other taller people around you.
Because we got to stand out, right? Like, people will listen to a taller person, in my opinion, before they'll listen to a short person. So you got to be aggressive. You got to stand out so that they look down and listen.
Right.
That made no sense whatsoever, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Meghan Markle will not be Princess Meghan. Did you know this?
No.
I didn't know this.
Did she automatically get princess status?
No, you don't. You get princess status when you're born into the family.
She's Duchess, I think, or something.
Yeah.
What does she get?
So she gets Duchess. Now, they gave... I was reading this morning. It was really
interesting. Wait, but what about Princess Diana? Well,
this is what I'm saying. So Diana was given the title Princess of Wales, which was a courtesy title held by the wife of the Prince of Wales, but she was never formally referred to as Princess Diana.
So who started it, though?
So it was sort of a courtesy title, but she was never formally, like the palace never formally referred to Princess Diana as Princess Diana.
Do you think that they like... they didn't think it was going to catch on, and they were like, yeah, just let people call her that.
No, I think it's just because she was loved so much by the people, and there was just a lot of controversy around them that they just gave that to her as sort of like a gift.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're into that, but Meghan Markle, it was announced, will be known as, and this is like a full-on tongue twister, man. I would have been like, they would have given me this title. I would have been like, really?
What?
The Duchess of Sussex.
The Duchess of Sussex?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Can you say that five times fast?
I wouldn't even try. Maureen, go
ahead.
That's
so dumb.
Duchess of Sussex. Duchess of Sussex.
No, slow down.
Duchess of Sussex. Duchess of Sussex. Duchess of Sussex.
You sound like a leprechaun.
Yeah, you totally do.
You know what? Maybe stand up and dance around and do that thing with your arms.
Sure.
Like you're,
hold on.
Yeah.
Duchess of Sussex.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
Duchess of Sussex, Duchess of Sussex.
Okay, say it at least one time correctly.
Duchess of Sussex, Duchess of Sussex.
Okay. Before you start accidentally hurling racial profanities, maybe slow down and try it again.
Duchess of Sussex, Duchess of Sussex.
Okay.
Duchess of Sussex, Duchess of...
okay.
I'm so sorry. Duchess of Sussex.
No, just stop. No, don't even try. Why would we keep trying?
Well, I don't know. One more time.
I really want to get it.
One more time.
Duchess of Sussex. Duchess of Sussex. Duchess of Sussex.
Okay, see, this is what I'm...
Did you just move from Duchess of Sussex to Jessica Chastain?
Yeah. See, this is what I'm worried about. This is the only reason to tune in to 5 hours of coverage on every network around the world is so somebody makes that exact same mistake that Maury just made while trying to say Duchess of Sussex.
Oh my God.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Roz, the countdown is on. London, England gonna be lit tomorrow. Actually, it's already been lit. We've been hanging out, showing up crazy early.
In all of this madness, the one person that we have really not heard from yet, with all the controversy going on with Meghan's family and how there's a commoner marrying into the royal family.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from the Queen yet, and she's always real great to us to take our call when we call. So, Mocha, if you would, please give Buckingham Palace a ring.
Philip, I said get me the crown royal. Not the actual crown!
Oh, no.
Good morning, Queen! Oh. Big weekend for the family, huh?
Oh, yes, hello!
How are you doing? How are your nerves? I mean, I know it's all about Harry and Meghan, but you have to be burdening a little bit of this stress.
It's been an emotional day. Even the cake is in tears.
So, Queen, are you excited or what? I mean, this is like the entire world attention is now on this big, big royal wedding tomorrow.
Well, a happy marriage is a matter of give and take. The husband gives and the wife takes.
Hey, Queen, have you had any conversations with Meghan Markle about marrying into the royal family, what she could expect, what her role with the family would be?
I wish them a long and happy life. If it's as long as the wait for this wedding, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Fair enough. The big story, of course, is that Prince Charles will be walking Meghan down the aisle. A little bit unusual. We know her dad had the heart attack. How did that all happen?
Well, if you think your marriage is perfect, you're probably still at the reception.
A lot of taxpayers upset that they have to foot a lot of the bill for this wedding, Your Majesty. What's your response to that?
You know, I'm in a same-sex marriage. The sex is always the same.
Damn, you old lady. Do you have any advice going into this big weekend?
Yeah, like you and Philip have been together forever.
Yeah, have you had any conversations with Harry or Meghan? Anything that you could share with them?
You know, Harry deserves a good wife. Luckily, Meghan married him before he found one.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn. Wow. I don't even know what else to say. Do you wow. have anything else to say, Queen?
You know, marriage is an attempt to solve problems together, which you didn't even have when you were both on your own.
Fair enough. That is actually a solid piece of advice, Your Majesty. Listen, everybody wants to know, of course, what Meghan is wearing tomorrow, but let's put a little bit of the attention back on the real woman here, which, of course, is you. What are you going to be wearing to the wedding tomorrow?
You know, for the sake of your marriage, get a king-size bed, and if you really want to stay married, get two.
Always love chatting with you, Queen. Thank you very much. Have a great
my
royal
girdle.
Wedding.
What?
Your what?
My girdle.
Oh. Oh.
The Queen, everybody.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, yo, Saturday is the day, boy.
What's happening on Saturday?
It's a royal wedding.
Oh,
you waking
right.
up early? 4 a.m.
No,
here we go.
There's no chance. Come on.
I know my wife Jenna's waking up early.
Yeah.
My neighbor Sylvia's waking up early.
Yeah.
I think my neighbor Elena across the street, I'm pretty sure she's waking up early too.
Yeah.
So at least three ladies in Woodbridge are going to be getting lit at 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Like, are they going to, is she going to get, like, put fancy dress on and have a cup of pims?
I asked.
Yeah.
No one's dressing up.
Oh.
I was kind of disappointed.
No pims?
I don't know. No pims.
No?
Maybe a cup of tea.
That's too bad.
But British Airways will be celebrating the royal wedding on Saturday with their flight from London to Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And the flight takes off 1 hour after the royal wedding begins.
Okay.
And in celebration, all the crew members on this British Airways flight from London to Toronto are named Harry or Meghan.
Really?
Every single one of them. Even the pilot. The pilot is...
Really?
Yeah, the pilot's like Captain Harry Blake, I think it is.
See, for me, I don't... Jeez, man, I just want the best crew. Don't go getting kitschy with your crew on my flight.
Well, you
is Harry the best pilot? I need to know that.
You get the best Harrys and the best Meghans.
See, I don't like that.
That's what you get.
I don't like that.
So not just will the crew members on this British Airways flight be named Harry and Meghan, but passengers will be treated to lemon and elderflower Victorian sponge cake, which is the same flavors as the royal wedding cake.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. They're also going to be given bottles of champagne. Passengers who are named either Harry or Meghan will be invited to use their first class lounge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, listen, the fun doesn't stop it.
Oh, snap.
On the actual flight, passengers will be treated to episodes of Suits.
No.
Because as we all know, Meghan Markle from Suits that was filmed here in Toronto.
Yeah.
And this is a flight from London to Toronto.
Yeah.
As well as docuseries and podcasts about how the couple met and clips of the royal wedding as well for the rest of the month in celebration of this royal wedding.
Wow. Well, isn't that fantastic? And
right?
What is this? Which airline is this?
This is British Airways.
Hey, isn't there a barber shop in the underground path in the financial district called British Airways? There is. I think there is.
That's fantastic. Are you serious?
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to be loaded up with Harrys and Meghans today.
Oh, they should do free cuts for all Harrys and Meghans on Saturday. That'd be dope.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Question for you. Let me read to this headline. Do you love gorgeous, shapely, sexy legs that are so impossibly long that they should be illegal?
What websites are you visiting?
It's an article, man.
The answer is yes.
Thank you, Maury. Now, normally when you start talking GAMS, it's usually...
How old is this?
Stems. Normally when we start talking legs...
Yeah.
And how long legs are perceived as being hyper-attractive, it's usually women. However, this is a study that was done... This is a study that was done on the attractiveness of men with long legs.
Can I just tell you about men's legs?
Not yet, Maury. Thank you. Researchers had 341 women rank how attractive different men were based on their pictures. And the men who got the best ratings had legs that were slightly longer than average legs.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know. I think long legs on a dude looks weird.
What do you mean?
Like, you look like an alien.
Like Kermit?
A little, yeah.
No,
or like an alien.
However, when a man's legs are too long, they say they stopped getting those good scores on their looks.
Yeah, see?
And men with short legs also got worse scores.
Oh.
So basically, I guess the best scenario is legs that are not too long but not too short.
And not too skinny, too. Come on, guys. Like, enough with the skinny legs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, guys. Enough with the skinny legs. But I never thought about that.
Let's
I never
leg day.
Yeah, I never once thought about, you know, a guy with long legs. Like, it's never been a thing of, like, look at that guy, legs for days.
But why would it be?
You know? Like, because you would just think that I would, like, because to me, it just means that you're good at jumping and stuff.
Sure.
You could take two steps at a time on a ladder. You know? Like, for me, like, the practicality of a man having long legs is what, you know, is what works.
But I agree with the study, though. Too long of a leg? Like, if somebody's too tall.
What's too long of a leg?
Your legs, I'd say, were literally perfect.
I don't actually have long legs. I'm 6'4", but I'm all torso.
I was going to say, you have a bigger this part?
It's called, yeah.
Torso.
I'm all body. I got torso for days.
Like, you have to get custom t-shirts or something. You're too long.
I don't have to get custom t-shirts. I'm not that long. Also, you can say tall, not long. When you refer to somebody as being long, that's weird, right?
It's like he's got,
you know what I mean?
His t-shirts are made out of bed sheets.
Like, nobody ever says, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6 foot long. You know, like, use the right words, man. We have the right words for a reason.
Imagine 6 foot long.
Yeah, to use them.
Nobody, how long are you?
Yeah, nobody.
You know, six four.
Six four long. Nobody says that. What were you saying?
But you're long enough.
Right, thank you.
Because if you were any taller, like, people
longer?
Who are too tall, if you're longer, I find, honestly, if people have too long of a legs, their butts are too jiggly.
Jiggly?
What?
I think that would be more of a weight thing.
There's just too much jiggle, right? Which you don't have jiggle.
You're all stretched out. Like, Maury, honestly, if you stretched you out, you would probably look like me. If you squished, like, me down.
Since you're more a body, like, are your legs the same size as my legs?
No.
Like, size or length?
Length.
No.
We got to go leg to leg.
No, just the I'm not going leg to leg. The only thing you have to do is just leg. No, the only thing you want to determine height,
no,
here.
You should stand up, Roz.
The only thing you have to do is this. This is how you determine somebody who has a large torso or long legs. The only thing you have to do, we don't have to measure legs, Maury. Just take your finger and put it in the belly button. Okay, so see the height difference there. That's how you can tell.
Oh my gosh.
Okay?
Holy cow.
Yeah, like, my belly button's like a good foot taller than Maury's belly button.
Your belly button to, I guess, belt buckle is my whole hand.
Yeah. Yeah, because I like to wear my jeans low.
Also, when I stand that close to you, you're tall.
No guff. Come on, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Question.
Yes.
Who is Paul Anka and why were you hanging out with him?
Paul Anka is a legend. First of all, he wrote My Way.
My Way?
You know Frank Sinatra? I did it my way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he wrote that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
when he was, like, young, like, real young. He was, like, hanging out with, like, all the Rat Pack guys, like Sinatra and all those dudes in Vegas. And he's 76 now.
Damn.
I think, something like that.
And I'm going to put in a bunch of songs here.
Oh, okay,
by
go.
By Paul Anka.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Oh, shoot.
Anytime. anytime in a movie that when somebody goes back in time and they wind up at that, you know, like a, what do they call it? Like a drive-in, but not with the movie, but when they wind up at the place where like the girl on roller skates would bring a burger and fries and a milkshake to your car. This song is always playing. This is like the go-to for when somebody goes back in time in movies.
Hold on, what the hell is Puppy Love?
Yeah. Oh, and then when they, and then this song too.
Yo, this song was in, oh shoot, what was it? Goodfellas, I think.
Was it? Yeah, sure. Yeah. But yeah, no,
yeah,
he's a
Goodfellas song.
He's an old school songwriter and super cool too. Like Paul Anka is really great. And he's, and I was talking to him and he is, he's like way up on contemporary culture because he has a kid and I think his kid's 12. So he like spent a lot of time.
Oh, wait, how old is he?
He's 76.
And he got a kid that's 12?
Yeah, baller, man.
I guess that's why they call it Puppy Love.
That's why they call it Puppy Love. But like he was going on about Fortnite and all this other stuff. And
what? Yeah, Paul Anka?
Yeah. And he's, and he's cool with Drake. He's close with Drake.
Yeah.
And he drops in the interview that I did for ET Canada that he's got a project with Drake.
Today, who do you see that's doing it right?
Drake is the guy for me today.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, in that genre, he has really got it nailed down. The writing has always been the most important. I mean, even to this day, where I'm sitting here waiting for a Drake record to come out, I can't tell you more.
Right.
That he and I have are involved in. And as soon as the legalities get signed, June, you may get a big surprise, folks. That's
How
it.
How big of a surprise are we talking?
Well, I can't tell you more than that. It's in the hands of those naughty lawyers.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah. So 77-year-old Paul Anka is working alongside Drake on something for Drake's Scorpion album?
They have some sort of project together. Now, I don't know whether Paul Anka wrote it or it's something that he owns or he's singing on it. I don't know, but I know that
Or Paul Anka is going to be a special guest with what, Drake and Three Amigos or whatever it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Paul Anka ain't showing up on stage at the ACC.
And they called it
Holy, that's so crazy,
so
dude.
So I don't know. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, sort of Drake's rules and how he doesn't follow them for a lot of things, you know, hooking up with Paul Anka is just about the last thing that I would suspect Drake of, you know, wanting to do. But I don't know what this is, but it sounds to me like this was Drake driven as opposed to Paul Anka driven.
Sure.
And now it's in the hands of lawyers. So hopefully you get that Paul Anka Drake collab that you've all been dying for.
Wow, that new Scorpion album dropping next month.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You know when you find out that you're in the minority of something, it either makes you feel real, real great about yourself or real terrible
about
yourself?
I sure do, my whole life.
You go, shut up.
My whole life. Look at my skin, bro.
Yeah, I guess.
Why are you getting so uncomfortable now?
Well, no, now I can relate to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I just found out that I am one of the 2% of only 2% of people in the world who hate chocolate chips. Samesies, me and you. Both a minority. I thought more people hated chocolate chips. I don't like chocolate chips.
Why?
Because to me, chocolate chips have always just been an ingredient. Like, I've never liked to just sit there and eat a chocolate chip.
Why do you hate life so much?
I don't hate life so much. Listen, again. Is that how you speak to a minority? It's on me now?
Chocolate chip hater.
It's on me? No, I didn't know because I guess today, I don't even know what it's
today.
Chocolate chip day.
Oh, God, I love chocolate chips.
Okay, so according to the survey they did on chocolate chips, which is very important, by the way, 57% of Americans say that they love chocolate chips. 2% said that they hate them. I actually really dislike chocolate chips.
Why though?
I don't know.
I know you don't like sweets. You don't eat like candy or anything like that. But like, what's your hatred towards chocolate chips?
Now, is it just chocolate chips on their own, or will you eat a chocolate chip cookie?
No, I don't mind a chocolate chip cookie because
there's other stuff in there.
Because I like butter and I like
Who doesn't?
You know, I like that kind of stuff. I like when fat hits my tongue. But with chocolate chips to me, chocolate chips to me taste like a super low grade subpar version of what it should be. Like to me, chocolate chips taste like an ingredient.
No, you are eating the wrong chocolate chips then.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're eating generic brand.
Dude, I have a hidden jar of chocolate chips at
jar.
Home.
Jar? Yeah. So you take them out of the bag and hide them in a jar?
Because I used to bake chocolate chip cookies, but now right. I have this full jar of chocolate chips left over.
So you just eat the chocolate
chips. So sometimes I'll just take a handful of pour them like rain into my mouth.
And you know what's
and it's half butterscotch, and then the other half is chocolate chip.
Yeah, and you never wash your hands either.
No.
Yeah. How many times have you put a dirty hand in that jar going for chocolate chip?
I'd say it's easier to count the times it was clean.
Right.
Ew.
Dude, I could pour a bag of chocolate chips in my mouth, no problem.
Really?
And be the happiest boy on earth.
Yeah, see, I've never liked chocolate chips.
Although you're a grown ass man.
Yeah, no, I've never. Yeah.
Happiest boy on earth.
Yeah, no, I've never liked them, but I'm glad. This is one of those times where I find that I'm in the minority of something and it makes me feel good about myself.
Do we have a food challenge for me here?
No, absolutely not. Stop trying to shoehorn.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What's going on? This is the Yanny and Laurel show.
So if you don't know what this is, or you're just getting up and you haven't checked social yet, and there was a post on Reddit that then made its way to BuzzFeed that then made its way across the world, which is an audio clip of somebody saying one word, one name. And certain people are hearing the word either as Yanny or as Laurel. It's kind of like a red dress, a blue dress, gold dress situation
that
we have on our hands right now. And they've tried to break it down that it could be age, it could be frequency, it could be that you read one of the words beforehand, but auditorily, I guess it is, there are similarities, even though that you wouldn't think there would be, between Yanny and Laurel, those two words. Now, when I first heard this morning, I heard Yanny. I listened to it on my phone. I was sitting in the bathroom and I heard Yanny. And then I came in here and Mocha played it and I heard Laurel and I thought he was goofing on me.
Last night on my laptop through those speakers, I heard Yanny.
Right.
I got in here this morning and through our speakers in here, I heard Laurel.
Right.
And then we went on the radio and with headphones on, I also heard Laurel.
Right.
Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
So I'm still hearing Laurel.
I'm still hearing Laurel too. But then you slowed it down a little bit. That same clip.
Slowed down. All I did was change the pitch.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same speed. It's just the voice is going to sound lower. Laurel.
Yeah.
The voice is going to sound lower.
Yanny.
Right.
Yanny.
And now I
hear
Yanny.
And that's the exact same one. And that's what I heard last night.
So
I heard Yanny.
Normally, if you record a word.
Yes.
And then play it at a lower pitch, it will still be that word.
Let's try that.
Right?
Can we try that?
Laurel.
So that's Laurel.
Laurel.
And then slowed down, it's
Yanny.
Right.
Yanny.
And it's the exact same audio clip.
But is it the sound same for any word? Do
can
we
you
know?
Can you record me right now on that? Yes? Okay. So ready? So I'm gonna say word and then you're gonna slow it down. Ready?
Okay.
Pete Moss.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Here. Okay.
This is so wild, man.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Pete Moss. Pete Moss.
Okay.
Pete Moss. Now pitch that down. Okay. If this says Yanny Maury.
Okay. Hold on.
I swear to God.
Pitch.
Yeah. Pitch it down.
Down.
Do you have any
extra? Yanny. Yanny.
You're such a jerk. Don't screw with me like this. Maury, what is in your expert opinion, damn it, Maury? You're such... I can't even look at you right now.
Here, listen. Jack off. Listen, just for the record. Listen.
Okay. Pete Moss. Yeah. Pete Moss. Okay.
Now slower?
Yeah.
Yanny.
Shut up.
Yanny.
We do want to take some phone calls, but Maury, quickly, do you have any sort of scientific basis for why people hear it differently?
Oh, absolutely. When you're changing the pitch in something, and it also depends on which ear you're hearing it through.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, hi, God. It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Nothing. I wanted to do the Yanny thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was listening to CNN this morning, and when they played it on the TV, I heard Yanny.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And now when you guys play it, I hear Lauren.
Laurel, yeah.
Or whatever that is, yeah.
Sure,
that's crazy, huh?
It is very crazy. It's not right. It's not right.
No, and I don't know how else to describe it, but it's just not right.
No, it isn't.
Wow. You sound like you're about to call a priest to perform an exorcism.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Roz, you're my favorite.
Oh, thank you, love.
You're welcome. Hey. And Mocha, I like you too.
Yeah, great. Nobody asked.
Look at you. Oh, my. No, I like you guys both.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. Oh, you make my mornings. I sit and piss myself laughing here.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
So here we are. Ask Roz and Mocha. This is a podcast exclusive. It doesn't happen on the live show Monday to Friday.
No, and this is kind of what makes it great. And it's very popular, and we love that you guys all sort of buy into it and get very involved. We love the questions, and it is a really, really good time. So one of the other things that we like to do is to take somebody from the audience and get them to come on the podcast with us where they can ask their question live. So on the phone today, we have Nikki Chyna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very nervous.
Hi.
I don't know. I'm very excited to talk to you guys.
Oh, well, we're excited to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
What's your story, Nikki? How old are you?
I am 28.
28. What do you do?
I work at the school board.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, as a speech pathologist.
Oh, nice.
Wait, speech pathologist. Explain.
Yeah, speech
what do
language.
You do?
I don't know if you have enough time to hear about the whole thing, but we usually work with students who have a language delay or a communication delay or speech or special needs.
Fair enough.
That's wonderful.
I was in special needs.
You were in special needs? No.
Nikki, what do you want to ask? What's your question?
I was going to ask if you have ever phased out a friend or if you've ever been phased out by a friend's group or friend.
Ooh, ooh. Are you going through this right now?
No, it's happened to me before. Like, I've phased people out and they've phased me out.
Why? Really? Why did you phase somebody out of your life?
There was one which was a little complicated, but it was between a really good friend of mine and a friend who I met through her, and they had a falling out, so just slowly we stopped talking to that one person.
Wow.
And what was the situation where you were phased out?
I don't know. I think it's because I was going through a time where I was a bit of a homebody, so I was just staying at home a lot, and that's what I wanted to do, and then my friends at the time wanted to go out, and then...
Friends texting you and being like, yo, how far are you? You're like 5 minutes, but meanwhile you're still in your PJs in bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. eating food.
I have phased out and I've been phased out. One of the times that I was phased out, one of the few times that I was phased out, actually, me and a friend were dating two girls who were also friends, and I broke up with the girl I was dating, and he did not break up with the girl that he was dating, and so he phased me out of his life so he could continue on with the relationship.
Yeah,
and then they eventually broke up, and I still don't talk to him.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. And then and I phased somebody out because
did you ever ask him about it?
What's that?
You ever ask him about it?
Him? I don't talk to him.
Oh, no, but like not even to be like, hey, bro, what's up?
No.
Oh, at all.
I don't talk. Like there's no communication, zero communication. And because that's years ago, too. And then I have phased somebody out because I didn't like the way that I was around them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't like their, and it wasn't that they were an influence, but when you sort of walk into somebody else's orbit every now and then, there are things that are unavoidable. And if they have a lot of qualities that you do like, but many that you don't, to maintain the friendship, you sort of let things go by and let things be said that just really contradict everything you are as a person. Mm. And then, so I phased somebody like that out as well, where I just didn't like the way that I was around them.
Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm. I faced somebody out where we had a huge blow up in Portugal, where they had like a massive fight. And
wait a minute, but you went to Portugal with your husband, Matthew.
The first time we went to the mainland, it was with two girls, and we had this huge fight over keys, and then we left them at the train station, so we phased them out. And I also phased out friends when I started, you know, the whole thing when you date somebody, you spend more time while you're with them. So when I started dating Matthew and then I never had time for my other friends. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of a phasing out situation. Plus I didn't want Matthew to hang around my friends because I was worried that they might say too much about me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true though. That's true.
You run the witness protection program.
You run that risk, man. You really do.
I don't know if I've ever been phased out or if I've phased anyone out. I think as time goes on, you
grow.
You grow, yeah. And maybe your interests aren't the same. Maybe you grow apart. Maybe you keep in touch every now and then. But I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've been phased out. Yeah, like everybody I know since I was a kid, I still keep in touch with.
Yeah, see, you're different then. You're way different than me because I do not.
Yeah.
I think my oldest friend that I have in my life is maybe 13 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's my oldest friend right now that I have in my life. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you too. Take care.
Bye.
All right. This next question comes from Gina. If hell consisted of the same song playing over and over again, what would that song be for you, Roz? Go.
Oh.
Wait, hell meaning so the song's a bad song?
No, it's a song that you hate. Like, what would be hell? Like, what song would you have to hear over and over and over again?
Don't give your answer yet, damn it, Maury.
Most songs I find tolerable.
Yeah.
Like, I think that it would have to be something just so, I don't even know. Like, I'll tell you this, and I know I'm going to get, like, because I like him. I think he's a great guy. He's great for the city, everything else. But if I had to listen to Drake sing over and over and over again, that would be hell.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I had to listen to Starter from the Bottom over and over and over again, I think that I would go mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
For me, it would be anything Mariah Carey or Madonna.
Why would you say that?
Okay, I'm changing my Drake decision now.
Anything from Mariah or Madonna?
I was going to say anything from Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
The Boss?
I can't
stand. No, it's got to be a specific song.
Fine, in the U.S. I just can't stand his voice.
Really? Yeah.
I just can't stand Bruce Springsteen's voice.
See, I could listen
Born in the U.S.A.?
I could listen to Glory Days for 24 hours a day, no problem.
Great song.
And have a good time.
Yeah.
Throw a little ball, have a beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no thanks.
They didn't say what else is in hell. Right? But yeah, no. Okay, so maybe I'm now on this. I may be on the Mariah Carey train.
Honest, really? Because that's heaven.
Yeah, no, we belong together. No, I would probably be on one of this. Like, name a sappy love song from Mariah Carey.
We belong together.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's my song. Sorry, Drake, I take it all back. We can hang out again.
Okay, Spiros asks, how much money would you take in order to wear Maury's underwear for one day at work?
Because the backstory to this, in case you're new to the show or new to the podcast, Dan Maury quite freely admits that his boxer shorts, he will consistently go 4 or 5 days without changing them.
Yeah.
He will just wear them.
And he goes to the gym.
Yeah.
He wears them while working out.
Has a full life.
Goes home, will take a shower and put the same boxers back on.
Yeah.
Sleep at night, wake up the next day, boxers.
Yeah. So how much to wear? And I'm assuming that with this question, you're not allowed to wear undies underneath his boxers. So it would have to be Maury's boxers. Yeah.
And I get the money.
And no.
No. Oh. Why would you get the money?
Who gets the money?
It's how much they're asking us, how much would it cost for us to wear your boxers for a day? How is it that difficult for you to understand?
But when you say cost, I'm assuming then you're paying me to wear my underwear.
Excuse me?
Oh, so then who gets, when you say how much does it cost, who gets the money?
We do. Roz does. Or I do.
Oh, I'm paying you.
Or somebody. No,
somebody.
Is.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
How is it this difficult for you to understand? Let me read that question one more time, Maury. Mocha.
How much money would you take in order to wear Maury's underwear for one day?
How difficult is that?
I heard money.
You got to change your drawers, man. Yeah. You got I'm sure there's some sort of infection going on down there that's like
blocking your ears,
spread.
Messing with your brain.
No amount of money.
That's exactly how I would feel.
Yeah, no.
No money.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Okay, like, I mean, we can talk unreasonable amounts. Would I wear Maury's undies for a day for $100,000? Yes, I would. But is anybody reasonably going to pay me $100,000? No, they wouldn't.
No.
Would I do it for $500? No.
No. It would have to be six figures, for sure.
Yeah. How much, Maury, if I gave you my underpants for a day to wear, how much would what would you be looking for that?
Like $10?
Okay, $10. Right. Right on.
What else here?
No.
Oh, okay. Assy writes in and says, would you rather be balding but fit or overweight with a full head of hair?
Jeez.
Would you rather be balding and fit or overweight with a full head of hair?
Balding and fit.
God. Like how overweight? Give me an example of how overweight.
Just what is... Okay, let me Google first.
Yeah,
keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let me Google what is to be considered overweight.
Okay, because here's my question, though. Sure. Like, are you saying that I have to live out my days like that? Because... if I'm overweight with a full head of hair, I will just start to lose the weight if you're guaranteeing me a head of hair for the rest of my life.
Let's say you have to stay overweight.
Yeah. No, I would do balding and I would do balding and fit because I would just shave it off or get a real cool wig.
Or wear a hat.
No, grown men shouldn't wear hats, Maury.
Hey!
Sorry.
I only wear hats.
Yeah, I don't know what is considered overweight. That's interesting. Because I think that different people see different sort of things as overweight. And it's a very sensitive topic to talk about.
My husband says I'm overweight.
Your husband says you're overweight. Oh, yeah. Really? How much do you weigh? You know exactly what you weigh. How much do you weigh? Why are you lying right now? It's so ridiculous. I don't understand why you're lying right now.
148.
148.
How tall are you?
5'3".
5'6".
5'6".
You're 5'6".
Yeah.
And you are what?
148.
148. 150.
Okay.
No, 148.
Sorry. Okay, what's considered overweight, Mocha?
Between 5'4 and 5'8.
Yeah.
145 to 174.
See?
That's overweight?
That's overweight.
See, oh, wow. Told you.
Jeez, Maury.
See?
And you are what? You're 6 what?
Me, 6'4".
So overweight, you would be 183 to 220.
That's complete nonsense. Being 6'4 at 183, you look like a string bean. There's no way that 183 at 6'4 is overweight.
183 to 220.
No, that's your, okay, I don't even want to know what website you're looking on right now.
StatsCan.
Yeah.
StatsCanada.
No. There is no way at 6'4", 183 is considered overweight. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. 6'6" and
you
above.
You could wrap your hand, you could take your finger and your thumb and wrap it around my bicep and your fingers would touch. Okay?
Whoa!
And I weigh 198.
You string bean.
Right? Okay.
You look fabulous.
Thank you, Maury.
What else do we have here?
Okay. If you could be adopted by any celebrity, who would it be and why? I really don't care about this question, but it brings up a really good point, which was back when Charlie Sheen was having his tiger blood. Remember when he went crazy when Charlie Sheen was nuts?
Oh, yeah. And talking about winning and stuff.
Yeah.
Winning.
All that stuff, right? Tiger blood and winning. And he was nuts. And for some reason, he took a real shining to Dammit Maury when he was here, because he was here a lot during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a real shining to Maury. And he was also running this contest where he was looking for some sort of like life assistant to come and live with him in LA. And he was willing to ditch that whole thing if Maury would just come and live with them. And it was almost as if at that time that Charlie Sheen was like, it was almost like an adoption kind of thing. Like he wanted to father and care for Maury. Like it was the weirdest thing. And after the fact, when Charlie got sober, Dammit Maury talked to him again and asked him, hey, why didn't we start living together when you said that all you wanted to do was live with me? And this is that exchange here.
You wanted me as your intern. You wanted to buy me. You wanted me to live with you. What's going on? You said you're a man of your word.
Yeah, I was kind of out of my mind back then. Not that you wouldn't have been worthy of either of those jobs. But I think we were both, sort of orbiting each other's insanity.
Like, right. I love how he also called you insane. Because he would have to be insane in order to want to do that.
If you follow us on Instagram at Kiss925, every week we're going to post a picture that simply states, ask Roz and Mocha. And in the comment section, just feel free to ask any question that you want. And you also have a chance at joining us live on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.